We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The leadoff spot presented by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power. Jacob DeGrom and Jeff McNeil join us in the leadoff spot today. You know, it seems like another day, another injury for the Mets. Jacob DeGrom will not make his start tonight in Philadelphia. DeGrom has a stiff neck. He started feeling it shortly after his last start against the Marlins 5 days ago.
After that start against Miami, had a little bit of neck tightness and, didn't think too much of it, thought it was going to be fine and was going to be able to go through my normal routine as normal and, just kind of lingered throughout the week. Wasn't able to get off the mound. I tried to throw yesterday and could feel it a little bit when I was throwing. So we decided to get it looked at. Everything structurally is fine, but just kind of lingering neck tightness.
This definitely falls into the erring on the side of caution category. DeGrom thought he could go, wanted to go, but when thinking of the implications, if something should go wrong, Jake decided to play it safe.
You know, I threw off the mound yesterday and had a discussion with Hef. I was like, I can pitch. The question is in between. And I said, I think, you know, if I go out there and try and pitch one inning and then go out for the second and it really stiffens up, do I put us in a worse situation? So I felt like it was beneficial to the team to give them a heads up and say, hey, you know, I don't know if this is worth me trying to go out there and if something happens, or we just kind of go day by day and see how it feels. It's definitely making progress. And the goal is to throw tomorrow and, you know, hopefully get off the mound Sunday, Monday, and be ready to make a start. But I think, you know, that's to be determined just based on how I feel.
DeGrom had an MRI done, and they checked out not only the neck, but the shoulder and other areas as well. So Jake feels pretty good that this will be a short-term thing.
I wasn't there for a while, so they looked at a lot of things and everything checked out. So I think we checked off all those boxes, and, you know, that definitely makes me feel better. But as far as not being able to pitch today, I'm pretty frustrated about that.
Well, let's move on to another injury, shall we? Jeff McNeil made a spectacular catch in left field during the first inning yesterday to help out David Peterson and the Mets. In so doing, McNeil, who plays with a reckless abandon pretty much every day, slammed extremely hard into the left field wall, suffering a bone contusion on his left knee. Was McNeil worried that it could have been even more serious?
Yeah, I thought it was much worse than it was. Right as soon as I hit the wall, my knee was – it was kind of numb. It felt weird. So I thought it was, you know, much worse when I stood up. It didn't feel like my knee was like too stable. So, you know, that's kind of what was so scary. But, you know, to have all the good news come back, it's really, really relieving. And, hopefully, playing real soon again.
Day by day, as they say, with Jeff McNeil, Jacob DeGrom before that. That's the leadoff spot presented by Laborers Local 731.